So Sarah's here today, and we're talking about dog training, which is a fascinating subject. You must love your job.
I love the fact that I'm working with people and dogs, and I'm out in the fresh air, and sometimes I'm in the rain, and sometimes I'm sitting there having a cup of tea, and it's just a fabulous job.
What does a dog bring to you then?
To me personally, it's unconditional love. To my owners, sometimes it's not always a happy life. Sometimes it's difficult. But I actually like working with the owners as much as with the dogs. And the dogs bring a genuineness. Even a dog that's struggling or that has behaviour problems can still be an honest dog, can still be asking for help. And that's the ones that I like, when they sit there with their head on my knee going,
"Oof."
I know, it's sweet, isn't it?
And a dog always seems to know if you're sad, doesn't it?
Yes, they do. They have really good empathy skills. Rupert is really good. My current dog, Edie, they're both Bedlington Terriers. And Rupert is 5. And he's very, very tuned in to me. So if I get upset or I'm crying at something on the TV, he'll suddenly sit there and go, "Are you all right, Mum? I love you. Are you okay? Can I give you a kiss?" And I'm like, "No, just I'm fine, really." But yeah, they're very good.
You see, Sarah, if I lived on my own or completely and was in a different position than what I'm going through at the moment, I think I would have a dog as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's the company. It is the company. I lost my husband 2 years ago.
Right.
And the dogs have kept me going because I have to go out with them. I have to talk to people. And for me, my dogs are my life.
That's the thing, isn't it, with a dog? You have to make the effort. You can't be lazy.
No, no. And the good thing is that people will talk to you. If you've got a dog, people will always stop and say, "Oh, that's a nice dog. Can I say hello?" And you get chatting. So you get to know people quickly.
Yeah. How many times have I been out on that dog walk for my brother, for instance, and people have gone, "Oh, look at your dog. He's sweet. What sort of dog is he?" "He's a street dog."
Hey. Nothing wrong with a street
dog. No, not at all. Tilly is lovely, basically. So you took this up as a career how many years ago?
Ooh, about 15 years ago now.
And what made you go in that direction?
It was just something I really wanted to do. I mean, I had a dog that I couldn't train. I went to a group. They said that I seemed to have empathy with dogs and people. And I did their course and that was it. Never looked back. And since then, I've done loads of courses and seminars and I've just completed my behavioural diploma. It's a fun world.
You obviously enjoy it. It shines through when you're talking about it.
Oh,
which,
thank you.
Which is lovely. And hearing people, I think this is what makes the world tick around. If you get people like yourself coming in who are passionate about their job, for instance, It just makes it so much easier, doesn't it?
Well, this is it. It's not really work if you enjoy it. If you enjoy it and you're getting fun out of it, then it's great. That's not to say it's always good. There are times, you know, when I'm still working at 10:30 at night doing emails and writing up notes and reports. But I love the variety of it, and I love the fact that I'm my own boss.
So what are you doing week to week then?
Week to week, I do one-to-ones and I do Kennel Club Good Citizen classes, which are always fun. I'm currently running those on a Tuesday night in Allfold near Cranley. But I'm about to launch some here in Farnham. So actually Upper Hale, I think. But I'm classes. People.
What will you be doing then? Tell us.
So the Good Citizens classes are based on a syllabus to show that you've got your dog under control.
Okay.
And I just sort of act as a trainer for that. And I teach people how to go in and out of doorways, how to get their dogs to behave nicely with other people, not jump up, walk nicely, not bark at other dogs. It's fun. And I try and make it fun as well because I hate it and it's just really boring. So we always have a bit of a laugh.
And people bring their dogs along.
Yeah. So it's a 5-week course and they bring them along for 5 weeks and they get a bit more confidence. And some of the dogs really, really get into it. And there's 3 or 4 levels. So you, at the moment, you can do bronze, silver and gold. And I think they're bringing in a platinum one for even better dogs. But
I'll tell you what I'm watching on TikTok at the moment, actually. The dog called Cooper.
Oh, yes.
Oh, he's so sweet. A golden Labrador he is. I think that has to be one of my favourite breeds, Labradors.
Yeah, I love Labradors. They're a bit busy for me. My lifestyle doesn't really fit in with a busy dog. I have to say that I love the golden Labradors and I love the black Labradors. I'm afraid I'm a little bit off the choc labs because they are completely bonkers. They're wonderful, but they're bonkers.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder why they're so different then.
Well, it's because they're bred for the colour and the gene pool is smaller. So if you get slight problem at one end, you know, or they're a bit excitable and they seem to take ages to grow up, but they're all fun. And they've usually all got names.
What is your favourite dog then?
My favourite dog? Well, I should say Bedlington Terrier because I've got Bedlingtons. But I quite like, I'm pretty into my terriers. So, you know, Airedales or Schnauzers. I love Schnauzers.
Right.
They are barky and noisy, but they have got such attitude and they've got brilliant eyebrows.
Yes.
So, yeah.
I don't know what about you, but when you see a dog, it's just the character, their face, everything, isn't it?
Yeah. It's scientifically proved, actually, that if you look into a dog's face, particularly a puppy's face, you get the same feeling you do when you look at a baby. So that's why you see, you know, people going, oh, over the puppies. But, yeah, there are some breeds that everybody gets and some people like their hunting dogs and their running dogs and some like the collies and... I'm a terrier person, mostly because they're so difficult to train and they're so awkward at times.
Is that your challenge then, to have the most awkwardest ones?
Oh, absolutely. I went to a conference once and they said, you know, hands up everybody who's a dog trainer, and about 50 of us put our hands up on one side. And then they said, hands up who's groomers, and they went through the whole list. And then they said, hands up who's got a bad dog, a dog that they can't train. And all the dog trainers went, yeah, that's me. So we all put our hands up again. We get the ones that nobody wants. We get the ones that are awkward or missing a leg or got no eye or...
Can you remember your most awkwardest client so far?
Oh, my most awkwardest client. Yeah, it was a lady who had a golden retriever.
Right.
And she was absolutely convinced that she could make this dog do everything just because she wanted it to. Almost like mind control, really.
Right.
And we only did a couple of sessions because I said to her, look, I'm really sorry, but unless you're going to work with me, it gets very difficult. We parted ways, but there's been very few of those. Sometimes the difficult ones are the ones that are really nice to turn around. I had a guy who had an Irish Terrier, and the first session he came to puppy class and he said, yeah, never using a harness. No, not at all. Next week, came back, got a harness. And I said to him, no, you've got to give this dog more treats because he really needs to know, you know, that while he's a puppy, give him plenty of treats. Oh, no, I couldn't possibly give him lots of treats. Next week he came back in with a big bag of really nice treats. So it sort of made me feel vindicated, let's put it that way. But his dog is lovely. But again, you know, it's an Irish Terrier.
Yeah, you're asking for trouble there, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Now, is it, here's a question for you. Is it better to train a dog when they're a lot younger than they are older?
It doesn't make any difference.
Doesn't make any difference.
No. It's good to train them when they're younger with the basics, but you can still train them at any age. I was still training my boy Bert at 15.
Right.
He was still learning stuff. And actually, when he was 11, I had a client who needed me to teach her Labrador to walk with a buggy. So I had to get a buggy from Freecycle, I think I got it. And I was teaching my dog to walk beside this buggy with a doll in it. And we just used to walk around with this doll and the dog was going, what are we doing? But yeah, I can teach a dog of any age.
And it doesn't make any difference?
No. It's harder when they've got a learned behaviour. If they've got something that they've done always, it's harder, but it's not impossible.
So can you kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? I use the word treat.
Mm-hmm.
A condition completely?
You can, to a certain extent. I mean, I don't use treats a huge amount. I use them when they're puppies. It's a bit like kids with sticker books at school. So you give them a big tick and a sticker. But then as you get older, you phase it out. So once they know a sit, you wouldn't give them treats all the time. But there's lots of other things. It's not just about food. You know, I have one collie that I work with that was ball orientated. The moment you got that ball out, the dog was like, yeah, I'm there, I'm working. So it's all different things. And sometimes just all the dog wants to hear is good dog, you know. And people don't say that enough. They say no. And then when the dog stops doing it, they forget to say good boy.
Do dogs understand the word no?
Yes.
They do.
Oh, yes. There was a dog recently in Hungary that has learnt 250 words. they can understand it. My two understand treats.
Right.
They understand biscuit. They understand gravy bones.
Right.
They understand no. Oh, and the new one is when Rupert gets his leg tangled up in the lead, so I just shout legs and he moves his leg. I know. Who knew?
Because every time at Tilly, for instance, the street dog that my brother's got, every time there's no indication of dinner, it's always breakfast. Breakfast is food time.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, breakfast, you know, I'm quite social with my dogs, so they eat just before me.
Right.
Mostly because I want them to know that they're not getting any of mine because they've just had theirs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but mine get, yeah, they know what breakfast is. Rupert will go and sit on his blanket and wait for his breakfast. Edie will potter around. Sometimes I have to almost grovel to get them to eat it, but, you know, depends.
Yeah, Tilly seems to leave it lying around a little bit all morning sort of thing. Like, is that where she's kind of waiting for something that possibly might be a little bit better than the food that she's been given?
Yeah, they are very clever like that. You know, they will go from, I'll have a dog food and then maybe, you know, I won't eat it for a couple of days, so somebody will give me some chicken. And then after chicken, maybe I'm not going to eat that, so maybe they'll try a bit of salmon. And you're basically working up to fillet steak.
Yeah, I know a certain dog that's been spoiled on that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
So can you wing them off that?
Oh, yeah, it's really easy. The basic thing is you pick up the bowl. So if they don't eat a meal, they don't get it. So 15 minutes on the floor, you pick it up. If they're still hungry the next time, you give it back to them. If it's wet food, you cover it over so that it doesn't go off. But, yeah, you just keep doing it. And you see who gives up first. Obviously, you don't take it too far. But, there are times when my dogs go, I'm not eating that. And then I go, well, you're getting it for dinner. So, I know.
Do you think they ever look at you going, she's being mean today?
Yeah, I think they do, actually. I think so. When I put my dog training outfit on, they're like, oh, God, she's really on. She's going to be training us now. They do. They're terrible. But I have to outwit them because that's because I've got terriers.
Mm.
So I've got to always try and outwit them, which is fun. Keeps me active.
Now, what I don't understand, okay, you might have a view on this, putting dogs in clothes.
Well, you say that, but then if you're...
Do they enjoy it?
Sometimes they do.
Really?
Yeah, really. You know, sometimes, I mean, you know, not every day, but during the winter, it's nice. My two have got a fleece, so they wear that, and they wear a coat if it's wet.
Right.
It's no different from that. I mean, if they're going to a doggy birthday party, and yes, we have had doggy birthday parties, it's nice for them to wear a hat. I put Gladys the Schnauzer in a princess hat. She loved it.
Oh, dear. There's so many stories that we could talk about.
Oh, there's a whole range.
Whole range of things. We've just given a snapshot of what you actually do on a day-to-day basis, which is fantastic. So if anyone wants to hear more and find out more information about you, how do they do so?
They can contact me via my website. It's www.rewardsdogtraining.co.uk.
All right. Thank you very much indeed for joining us, Sarah.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you.